Good morning, church family. I didn't hear hardly anybody. Good morning, church family. That's better. How is everybody? Once again, I guess this is my new job. I am your announcement leader this morning. He's tricky, just saying. All right, so I need everybody to be praying about whether or not they are the someone we are looking for with a welcoming spirit who would oversee a greeting ministry. So be praying about that and let Pastor Kenny or Brock know if that's you. Today, after service, we have our parade float meeting. Oh, Lindsay's distracting me. She shouldn't do that. So if you're interested in the float and what we're doing, riding, helping with building, whatever, please see us after service. I believe we're going to meet. Where are you meeting? Okay. We'll be back there, too, after they're done. There is a governance board meeting immediately after service. That's what it says. Immediately. So I guess short. He says it short. But maybe grab a snack and run right back there. No snacks. Okay, no snacks. You don't even get a snack. You just got to go back to the meeting. Sorry. Let's see. Just a reminder that Tuesday there's the prayer meeting from 7 to 8 here at the church. And on Thursdays there's the Romans Bible study at 6 p.m. here at the church.
I've got something to say about that real quick. Sorry.
See, that was my seg right to Evan. That's history.
So we've been doing this for about a year now. We've made it to chapter 7. So it's going good. But because of the summer schedules and everything, we're going to pause it until we had the discussion about 10 days ago Thursday, a week ago Thursday. What am I trying to say? Anyway, we're going to pause it until right around Labor Day. And it may be a different day to make it easier for other people to join. Because at the moment, it's kind of just Ralph, my dad, me, and whoever else is able to come. We'll, as in the next month or two, we'll probably have, some kind of survey to ask what everybody, if there's interest in participating in the Romans Bible study, starting in chapter 7, and go from there after Labor Day. So that's all I got. Yes.
All right. And now it is time to check in. I know, everybody's favorite thing. So if you would text check in, check or check dash in to the church number 517-522-4062, and then check in either the attendance. If you have kids, please check them into their classes. If you have any issues, any questions, see either Brock or me, and we will try and help you figure out what's going on. I like everybody's busy checking in. Yeah, they can check in from home, right? Yeah, and if you're watching from home, you can check in from home also. All right. That is all the announcements that I know of. I'm going to give this back to Ed.
Okay. That's fair.
Thank you. Good morning. So we're going to have prayer. I want to start because I don't want to forget. But I just want to remind you that Isaiah 54 tells us that no weapon against us shall prosper. And my beautiful niece just graduated from high school yesterday. And Friday night, she was in a car accident. And it would have been serious if she had not swerved out of the way, got the passenger side instead of her side. And we are just praising God. My mom was there when she was leaving, and she said, "Be right back." And in my mom's spirit, she heard, "She's going to get in a car accident." So she prayed right there and then. She just claimed the blood of Jesus over her, and that she, you know, just no weapon formed against me will prosper. And so that's, I mean, we have got to stand on the promises, because they are for us and they work. And so I'm praising God with you guys today that for her safety and protection. I know there's another praise. Sarah's back. She's doing a lot better. They were able to make the right adjustment, and she started therapy, and I saw her gait was quicker than last Sunday, so that's awesome. Yep. Okay, I have, are these current, Ranelle, are you asking for prayer for your sister? Okay. Ranelle's sister lost her son a while back, so she's still grieving very badly. I think that he lived with her, right? Yeah, an adult son. Okay, and then her husband is in the hospital? Okay. And then we've got the Ploskys with just next steps. Do you have anything to say at this time? We'll just keep it at that. Okay. Anything else? Yes, Linda. Can we get a first name?
I don't know what his situation is. We haven't seen him in years, but his name is John Secondary.
John? Okay.
I don't know the status of his fate.
Okay. Prayers for Terry's football coach who has cancer. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I mentioned a couple weeks ago, Haley has got something, a lot of pain right now. She's got, she actually had to go to the ER again last night because it was so bad. But she's got surgery on Wednesday, so it should be done after that. So prayers for her with all the pain and everything, pain management and stuff. But yeah, and keeping her spirits sort of up, lifted a little bit, you know, because that might happen where we get, you know, a little upset maybe. I don't know.
Okay, are we ready to go to prayer? Let's bow together. Father, I thank you for being a good, good Father. I thank you for this beautiful spring morning. I thank you for my beautiful church family. Father, we want to offer up our praises for so many things. I praise you for keeping my niece safe through the car accident on Friday night. I praise you for Sarah's back that is so much better and the healing that you have unfolding for her right now. Praise you for Jessica's return of health that has been also a growing thing. And I thank you that she just wanted to share that this morning because let all that has life and breath praise the Lord and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So we praise you together corporately. We give you thanks for all that you are doing in the seen and the unseen. Father, I lift up to you Hallie, and I ask that you would be just the God of comfort and healing over her this week. It is so hard to be a busy mom and have to do all the things that you have to do anyway, and then to add a layer of pain. It's just so, so hard, Lord. I just ask that you would lift the pain off of her and give the doctor skill during surgery, and that she would experience great relief and a return of health from that. I thank you for your direction with the Plaskys family as they are looking to you for their next steps. Lord, I ask that you would give wisdom and clarity that all the parties involved would make the decision that is in the center of your will. Father, I lift up Rennell's sister to you. She's hurting so badly. So many are right in their dark valley of deep grieving. I ask, Lord, that you would just surround her with a peace that passes understanding and just lifts her off her feet and carries her through her days and weeks, that she would find beauty from these ashes. I also lift up to you her husband who is in the hospital. Lord, would you please give your healing touch? Lord, help us to remember that we walk by faith and that you are healing. There is healing going on all around us, and we should walk in our healing and thank you for it. Father, we give this time to you. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would stir our hearts up to hear you and respond. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, would you like to stand with us, worship together?
You laid down your life. The altars are open if anybody feels like they'd like to come. Good morning.
Well, I have the distinct privilege this morning of introducing a very special young man in my life. Anybody recognize this guy? This would be Nathan Rutz. He is my son, and through the support of Family Worship Center here and the opportunities given by the Church of God, he had the chance to attend a leadership conference in Midland, Michigan. So I talked to him a little bit this morning about it and said, hey, what'd you do there? And what'd you tell me?
Well, we pretty much just got together with a lot of other Christians and worshiped and learned about the Bible and our spiritual gifts.
Awesome. Nice. So I asked him what his spiritual gifts were, and he didn't specifically remember. He said, oh, something about being generous and smart. So with that, I'll let...
I got it. I'm already hooked up and ready to go. On behalf of the Church of God Ministries, they would like to present you with this certificate. It says on it, the Youth Ministry of the Church of God in Michigan presents this certificate to Nathan Rutz for the completion of year one of the Michigan Student Leadership Institute. So, congratulations. And there you go. God bless.
So proud of our kids, aren't we? Heck, they get up in the morning and I'm all excited. So we'll talk a little bit more about stewardship, and we've been talking a little bit about this, and as I thumb through and do searches, I keep stumbling on these four pieces of stewardship. One is ownership, another responsibility, accountability, and reward. And so we, you know, the ownership piece, God owns it all, right? And responsibility, I want to couple that a little bit today with opportunity. For example, the opportunity to attend leadership conferences and learn a little bit about ourselves and develop relationships. And if you search enough and thumb through the back of your Bible, what do we call this, the concordance, or do the Google in, look for stewardship, you'll run across this one passage, it's a parable in Luke chapter 16. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he talks about a rich man that had a servant or a manager, it calls him, and he wasn't doing a very good job. So the rich man is letting him know, hey, you're not doing a very good job, and I'm going to have to fire you. But before he gets a chance to fire him, this guy runs around and kind of leverages his master's wealth to create some other relationships for his own personal gain, because he knows the axe is coming, and so he wants to make sure he's taken care of, which doesn't sound like a very nice or wholesome thing to do. But Jesus has this to say about it in verse 9, and I say to you, make friends for yourselves by means of the wealth of unrighteousness, so that when it fails, they will receive you into the eternal dwellings. He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much, and he who is unrighteous in very little things is unrighteous also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the use of unrighteous wealth, who will entrust the true riches to you? And if you have not been faithful in the use of that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? And you know, you read this on the surface, and there's a little bit of enigma here, and I was really baffled by it when I first read it. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to give away all my money so that I can make friends to take care of me when I'm out of money. I'm not very smart, but I'm pretty sure this isn't going to work out. But what I tumbled to after reading a little bit more is that my focus was wrong. My focus was stuck right here. And Jesus talks about the eternal dwellings. So your money's going to run out. It's not going to be any use to you at some point in time. So, and even our talents, our abilities, our time, it's not going to be any use to us at some point in time. So we need to be wise with the way we use these things and develop relationships and build on what Christ has given us, what God has given us, and have that kingdom focus.
Yes, amen.
So with that, I think I'm going to invite Barb and Gary up again. I've been tapping them quite often to help here. Thank you. We'll just pray over our giving here. Lord Jesus, we do thank you for all you've blessed us with. Thank you for reminding us to keep the same focus that you have. The more time we spend in your word, the more time we spend praying to you and talking to you and sharing with other people, the more clear that becomes. We thank you for these opportunities.
just as a reminder, we are still looking for someone to head up the greeters ministry. You will not be thrown to the lions. We'll give you a little bit of training and go over that. We're going to have a baptismal service on the 27th of August. If you would like to be baptized, please let me know. We'll go over that. Again, governance board, really quick, in the back room right after service. Right when I want to hear whoosh. Okay? So let's go to the Lord. Father God, we give you thanks and praise you for who you are. We're thankful, Lord, for the gifting, for your empowerment, for your presence, for the life that was given, for you making us righteous and holy and sanctify us and justifying us. Lord, it is all you, and you just want us to participate. Help us to do that, Lord, to fulfill our calling. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes! I should know better. You would think I would know.